All right. Good morning, everybody. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. Let's get it going with one in First Friday fashion. This is Kyron Penrose.
My face, it's all that I'll never need. I am frozen in spirit. I guess that all that I'll never need. I you long for a while.
There we go. That's the way we start things off on Friday morning here, folks. Welcome to the program. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, the 6th of September, 2019. Pleasure to be with you all here today. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we bring you interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands. We feature live in-studio performances and typically a rundown of musical events for the weekend every Friday right here on the Mighty Fine 89, streaming on the web all around this planet, kopn.org, and on the air, 89.5 on the FM dial. Okay, nice morning. Enjoy the day, people. I hope you do. It's First Friday here in Columbia. A little change for September on the program. I lament it, but I have to tell you that for the month of September, Open Mic Radio will only be on from 9 until 9:30. Every year, KOPN participates in a program that's called One Read, and it has to do with a particular book that is chosen, I forget, through the DBRL, the library or something. Anyway, and it's sort of a group book club type of thing for the month of September. So what we do is we play a few chapters of the book every day from 9:30 until 10. That'll happen in about half an hour here. So we're going to abbreviate the program, and we'll do that every Friday until the end of September. So, all right. So let's not waste any time and tell you that we have a great show for you in store this morning. I'm excited to have Kyron Penrose in the studio with me. Also have the a couple other members from the band. We got Jack and Nick here as well. Kyron's going to play some songs for us, I think, though. You just heard one there. What was that one called, Kyron?
Letters on the Bus.
Letters on the Bus. Yeah. That's the one I mentioned. Yeah, I love that song. All right. And, yeah, the band is called The Adaptation, and these guys have been, around for a little while. When did the band get together, you guys?
It started 2 years ago, and then Nick's been in it for about a year and a half, right?
Yeah, probably.
And then Jack's been in it for about a year?
Yeah.
A little over a year?
Yeah, a little over a year now.
All right, and so was it just you essentially up until then, or did you have some other guys working with you?
I had other people with me, but it just like people come and go.
I know how it goes. Okay, yeah. All right. So let's talk a little bit about background first. Let's start with Nick. Nick, what's your last name?
Wilkerson.
Nick Wilkerson.
Yeah.
All right. What's what instruments do you play for the band?
I play drums.
All right.
Yeah.
How long you been drumming?
A couple of years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-taught, or you?
Self-taught.
Okay. Who do you like? Who are your influences?
My influences probably Joey Jordison, Slipknot, I really like Lars from Metallica.
Yeah, both great drummers. Okay. Yeah. All right, and then Kyron, and are you a local guy, Nick?
Yeah.
From Columbia?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Kyron, what about you? You're a local guy as well?
Yeah.
And you're a guitar player?
Mm-hmm.
What else do you play?
I sing, and I play guitar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you do some songwriting as well?
Yeah.
Okay. What about your guitar skills? Are you classically trained, or do you teach yourself? Or
I think my dad taught me a lot, and then I wanted to play by myself, too.
So you got music in the family, though.
Yeah, I played ukulele first when I was, I was younger, and then I moved from there to guitar in, seventh grade. And then I've been playing guitar ever since then.
Right on. So, but you have music in the family, your mom and dad?
Yeah, my dad plays guitar and sings, and he used to write songs a lot.
Uh-huh. You ever do it professionally, or you just did it for kicks?
Maybe a little bit. I think he's played some shows. He played with Will.
Will as in Will Reeves?
Yeah. For a little bit. And Steven.
Sure.
Carol. But yeah, other than that.
Steve Carroll. I haven't seen Steven in a while, but fantastic musician.
He's like my uncle.
Yeah, he's great. They used to do a project called Cabin Sessions.
Yeah.
When you were just a kid, and I miss it. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Jack, what about you?
I'm lead guitar.
Lead guitar, all right. All right, how long you been playing?
I've been playing for about 4 years now.
Do me a favor, look at that mic. There's probably an arrow on it somewhere that says talk into this side.
I got it right
there
here.
There we go. All right. Should have turned that around for you. Okay, so you've been playing guitar how long?
For about 4 years now.
Okay. What about you? You got music in your background, family, that type of thing?
Nobody really plays any instruments, but my dad and my mom are both really into music, and so music was always playing in the house, so that's how I grew into it.
Okay, and you're a local guy as well?
Yeah.
Okay. How'd you all meet? It's 9 a.m. Friday morning. I always drag rock and rollers in here, and it's always a little rough to get people rolling at this time of the day, especially if you're in the music scene, which means that typically you're out late at night, but that's all right. It works anyway. So no yawning allowed, though. All right. So how'd you guys get together?
Nick and I met when we were young. We've gone to school together for a really long time, so we kind of knew each other, but we kind of didn't like each other.
Yeah.
We used to get in fights and stuff. And
I love it.
And we had a class together, and then I saw that he carried around a bass guitar at school a lot, and I was like, does he play bass?
Because I was in a psych band for a week, and someone needed a bass guitar, so brought mine in.
That in drums, I think.
Yeah, and
so you know how to play the bass as well?
No, I don't. Someone else
found a guitar. Right?
Yeah, no. I don't. I know how to play drums, and he knew that I knew how to play drums. And he asked me to play a show.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he'd only played on the what are they called?
Electric drum set. So my first show with Kyron was the first time I played on
a regular
kit.
Yeah, there's a video
on
of
an acoustic
too.
Kit.
Yeah. Huh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I was a fan. I would go see Kyron and Nick all the time when they were playing shows. And then on the first day of school last year, I went up to them and just met them, and then they invited me to practice. So
yeah, you're like, you gonna ask him? And he's like, yeah, I guess so. We got nothing to lose.
Where do you guys practice?
We practice at my house.
Uh-huh.
We practiced at people's houses for just a really long time. We practice at this old abandoned house that my family owns across the street.
That's
we
perfect.
We go in there sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's so hot.
It's really hot or yeah. really cold.
Or really cold.
Right, right.
So.
All right. Where'd the name of the band come from?
I got it from the Spike Jonze movie.
Of the same name.
Yeah, adaptation.
Huh.
And
it's got Nicolas Cage in it.
Yeah, Nicolas Cage.
It's hilarious.
And yeah, I love that movie a lot. And then I made the first album, but I wanted to make music without it on like a four track, so I had my friend come over and he'd drum out some stuff, but he wasn't really a drummer. We had like a really strip kit, like this, like the worst drum kit you could ever see. Like the snare drum was like little kid snare drum that was like had holes in it, and then we had a tom. I don't know if you had a cymbal, but we might have like set the cymbal up somewhere to where you could hit it, but it wouldn't really do anything. And we recorded the first tape in my basement. And then he wasn't he like didn't really like it a whole lot. Like he was really cool though, so he ended up going. And I got Anna Rose Overshiner to come in, and she played with me for a while. And we wrote another tape together, and that one was pretty awesome. I liked that one a lot. And we put that out, and then it just kept on getting bigger, and then we recorded our last album with Will and put that out.
Yeah, I was going to ask I have a couple questions. One was going to be about songwriting. When you write songs, do you do it as a band, or do you typically do the writing kind of and then bring something in and the other guys collaborate with you, or tell me a little bit about how your songwriting process goes.
He starts it.
Yeah.
Typically, Kyron starts it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I'll play something and then I'll try to think about what'll be good with it. But most of the time, they write their own stuff for sure. Like Jack will write his own lead parts, and like I couldn't do that. And then Nick will make his own drum parts, and I really can't do that.
Right. All right, what influence wise with you, Jack? Who do you like on the guitar?
John Frusciante a lot. I like.
I'm not familiar with Frusciante. Who's that?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh hell yeah! Of course.
Keith Richards, Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Really unique guitar player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then probably Eddie Van Halen.
There you go. I'll tell you what. I'm old enough to be you guys' dad, and when Van Halen first hit the scene in late '70s, I want to say, I mean. For guitar players, it blew everybody's mind. No one had heard anybody do anything like that before. Yeah. Now everybody does hammer-ons and does a lot of the fancy stuff. But back then, honestly, when people heard Eddie Van Halen for the first time, they were like, what the F is going on? That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Still just blows my mind when I hear some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So you talked about recording, and you mentioned Will. Do you do your stuff at Centro?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, our last album was all at Central.
Yeah, he's a skilled guy. Will knows what he's doing.
Yeah, and yeah, we worked with him, and we put that album out, and it's doing pretty good. I don't know. We've had a consistent amount of like monthly listeners since we put it up. I think
that's the record you released this year called "It'll Be Something Beautiful."
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay, tell people a little bit about that record. Obviously, it was recorded here in town at Will's place.
Yeah, and we recorded in March.
Yeah,
yeah. We recorded it in March, and then we put it out, and it's pretty. I don't know how to.
It's like a mix of like we wrote a bunch of new songs, and then there were some songs from like the old records that we wanted to like kind of get like a more
fresh version of them or something.
Yeah.
So we put like some of the older songs on there. So it's kind of like. It starts with the new songs, ends with the old songs.
All right. Well, yeah, there's a lot of signs of... It really is a full-length record. There's 12 songs on it, mm-hmm. and plenty of music to be heard there. And the song that we heard Kyron start the show off is called Letters on the Bus. That's actually on that record as well. Why don't you play another one for us?
Okay.
And then we'll talk a little bit more, okay? I've got Kyron Penrose and Jack and Nick from The Adaptation with me in the studio this morning. My name is Mike Hagan. This is Open Mic Radio. And we're going to get another one here from Kyron. What do you got for us, man?
crazy over you. Cat's got a mouse in my house. Got all their stickers in my hair. What a wonderful feeling. I guess I can die. Don't know to go far away. On the west coast, I feel a little sick and lonely. Well, baby, you save me from me. You save me from me. Punk, why don't you go out and shave your hair? You'll give them a reason to stare in. Would you sing me a baby lullaby? You'll give me a reason someday to cry and die. You know to go far away. On the west coast, I feel a little sick and lonely. Oh, baby, save me from me. Save me from me.
Lovely. What's that one called?
Stereo on the Fritz.
I like it. Okay. All right. Let's say thank you to Kyron. Great stuff, man. I appreciate it. And we've got the whole band with us here today. The Adaptation. I think it's just the three of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, currently.
Okay.
Looking for a bass player.
Are you looking for a bass player? I guess that makes sense. You got two guitars and you got a drummer. And nice to have another little bit of that rhythm section in there, huh?
Yeah.
Anybody in mind?
No, we had CJ playing bass for a while, but...
Yeah, CJ could jam. He's a good bass player. There are a couple young... You know, there's some really good, young, talented people in this town. Not to classify by saying ages, but...
Yeah.
I'm familiar with some of the younger musicians. In fact, you were down here a year ago or so when the guys from Blackwater were here in the studio. You just came by yourself.
Yeah, we're friends with them. We were hanging out with them last night.
Yeah, they're cool guys. Eli can jam the bass. He's a hell of a bass player, that kid. Yeah. And in fact, all those guys are pretty good musicians.
He's my best friend in preschool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We were like best friends, and then all of a sudden we went to different schools, and then I didn't see him for years, and I always thought about who is this? And my first day of high school, he was in my class, and I was like, did you go to Apple school? And he was like, yeah. I in the middle of class, stood up and yelled at him about it.
That is great. So awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you guys are Hickman grads or Hickman students?
Yeah, he's a Hickman student. Yeah. Nick and I graduated last year.
Last year. That's right. Okay. All right. What about plans for the fall? You got shows coming up? What's going on?
Right now, we're working with Jason Schrick.
Mm-hmm. I know Jay.
On... producing a single to give to Holly Hutchinson.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been working on that for a really long time,
probably
all
since
of the time.
July.
Man, we've been going for it, trying to get this sounding great. And we changed
it. Is it going to be a heavier song? Is it a rock and roll song?
No, it's going to be Letters, but we're changing it up a little bit. And it's changed in a good way, but it's a lot. It's definitely going to be a song that can be played on the radio, I guess, if that makes sense. But it's we're working on it. We've been working on it really hard, and we're gonna get that out as a focus track here in the next couple months, hopefully.
Yeah, you get me a copy of it, I'll play it for you here. All right?
For sure.
Okay, what about the local scene? What do you guys think about playing music here in Columbia and this neck of the woods? Do you enjoy yourselves? What do you think about playing with other folks tonight?
Yeah, got a show tonight.
It's awesome. Most of the time.
What time does our show start?
9 at Cafe Berlin.
Tonight.
But Nick and I are, it's a last minute show, like somebody asked us last minute, and Jack is going to see Cheap Trick and
ZZ Top
in St. Louis. So we're gonna play the show, just the two of us.
I think they played Kansas City last weekend, and there's a band from St. Joe. They're called Radke. I don't know if you guys are familiar.
Oh yeah, we played with them.
Yeah, fantastic three piece.
Yeah.
Three brothers, as a matter of fact, from St. Joe. And they actually opened the ZZ Top Cheap Trick show in Kansas City last week. And I grew up with the Cheap Trick guys in Rockford, Illinois. So I've known those guys my whole life. And I think Nielsen probably recognized the skill of some of those guys playing and dragged him up on the stage with them to play a couple songs with Cheap Trick last week.
I didn't know that they opened. That's crazy. That's a big show.
Yeah, they opened and then ZZ Top and then Cheap Trick. And then I'm guessing that they probably weren't scheduled to get back on the stage with Cheap Trick. I'm sure that those guys had to ask him to come back up, but I bet you they saw him open, they were impressed, and they brought him back out.
Yeah.
So pretty cool stuff. So, okay, so you guys have played with Radke. You're enjoying the local scene. There's lots of collaboration going on. I see that all the time. Different members from one particular group maybe mixing it up with other guys and girls, and next thing you know, you've got a whole other project going on. Do you guys have plans for anything like that? Other projects for any of the three of you?
I'm kind of working on something with some of my friends from school, but it's just mainly practices right now, nothing super official.
Okay. Kyron, you pretty much focusing on this project?
Yeah, I'm working on some stuff, but not really. Like, I don't know, every song I write, I'll just throw into this probably, and it'll just keep on, I don't know. I work with other people, but I think that they'll, if anything, then we'll all come together in, like, one. Which I'm trying to work with Anna Rose again, so hopefully she'll come back and play like electric cello or something.
That's a nice
sound.
Pretty
awesome.
Yeah, sure. What about you, Jack? I'm sorry, Nick.
It's okay. Probably just, I think, from a couple friends from school. I don't know if you know the band White Lodge.
Yeah.
I think one of the members from that might try to start like some kind of like a metal thing.
Is it Jack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Jack's been playing. I've seen him play guitar with you once or twice, hasn't he?
Yeah.
The other Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? He plays with White Lodge.
He helped fix my car the other day, and it was broke down at Hickman. we were giving this homeless man and his daughter a ride home. Or they were homeless, were they?
No, they just didn't have a ride home.
Oh, gotcha. Well, they got in the back of my car, and we got going down the road, and then my fuel filter got clogged, both of them, and it broke down on the side of the road. And, like, of all places to go, like, I graduated last year, and you're going to, like, die right in front of Hickman. So I pulled into the Hickman parking lot, and he was backwards. I was, like, still out in the middle of the road. And they were like, yeah, we're going to go. And they just took off and left us. And then Jack Harding came. And so shout out to Jack
for helping out.
Yeah.
Right?
For
a little roadside Samaritan action.
With me.
What, is Maddie still playing with White Lodge? Maddie Harmon?
Young woman? I thought she moved.
She might go to school. She may have, actually.
Not for certain.
Yeah, okay.
I saw her recently.
Yeah, all right. Well, what, seen any shows you like? What's your favorite show in the last year or two?
I like Loose. I loved Loose Loose. They're not really in Columbia anymore. But
they're great, though.
We played It's Me Ross is really good, too.
Yeah, It's Me Ross.
Mm-hmm. Mini Color Death.
Yeah, yeah, rock and roll for sure. Great drummer. Shake and really jam.
The girl
plays for Mini Color Death. Yeah. Yep, all right, cool. What about, if you could play with anyone, pick a band that you get to open for, you get to play on stage with.
Like alive or dead?
Yeah, let's say alive.
Alive.
Keep at least a little bit.
Probably reasonable. Radiohead.
Yeah, maybe Modest Mouse.
Yeah, maybe Modest Mouse.
Yeah, too. Modest Mouse just played around. Who are they? They're actually touring with the Black Keys right now.
Yeah, they're coming to St. Louis or something.
Incredible. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, I tell you, look, normally we would have another half an hour.
Yeah.
But they've commandeered the second half of my show for the month of September. So let's plan on doing this again, I don't know, late October, early November, maybe when you've got something coming up that you want to promote or that you want to share with the people or whatever.
For sure. Yeah, we have a show tonight, too, so come out to that, Cafe Berlin.
Cafe Berlin.
I'm going to say 9, yeah.
I love Berlin. They do a bunch of great shows there.
We also have another show, the 14th at Berlin and the 19th at Rose.
Yep.
Okay.
14th and the 19th.
And if people want to find out information about you and find out where you're playing on the web at...
We're on Instagram at @_adaptation.
And then Facebook, too.
Yeah.
Which we need to post.
You can also Spotify.
Right? Bandcamp, Spotify, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah,
stuff,
all
right?
Music platforms, basically.
Okay, so keep an eye out for them. They're called The Adaptation. I appreciate you guys coming down today, and we'll do it again. And we'll get one more from Kyron on the way out here, okay? Let me tell people that they are listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. Stick around, 10 o'clock, Speaking of the Arts with Diana Moxon will be here. We'll have one more from Kyron and the Adaptation. And next week, I think I've got, because we're going to take that second half hour away, I think next week I'm just going to play some recorded music. I've got the So Far people. So Far Columbia are coming on the 20th. And Lemon Settlement will be here. Effie Lillig, Mary Ellen Kirk, Ruth Acuff will be back. She's coming back from New York for a few days. Nick Gorham, Dylan Walsh. Who knows who else? So come on back, and I'll talk to you all next week. Enjoy the weekend. It's First Friday tonight, so go out and have some fun. A lot going on. Diana will bring you up to speed on all the things that are happening this weekend. And, yeah, I'm running out of time, so take care. Be cool to yourselves and be cool to other people. And enjoy this last one from Kyron Penrose.
Myself anymore. So my food and food out the door. Don't know whether to laugh or cry. It doesn't matter if we all die. The sheer crashes, that's okay. Just the accident I was in. Like a bull in this parade, knocking into others, knocking my. Your teeth ain't yellow, but your smile is a glow. I'll buy time before I get old. Sure, crashes, that's okay. Just the accident.
All right, gentlemen, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, take care, everybody. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch you next week.